Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from John. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I thought I'd do is cover a story I found on the goingyourownway.com forum called Should I Get a Job, Even If I Have the Option Not To? By someone named Renaissance. And here's what he has to say, and I quote, "So I've been thinking about this for a long time now. Taking the red pill has released me from the chains of Western society. Kids, marriage, loans, etc. Digging yourself into a hole you can't get out of in the name of the American dream. I've been self-actualized and figured out that when you need less, you don't need to get some shitty job that makes you waste gas plowing through traffic at 7 a.m. when you barely gotten up. What sane person would actually want to do that for 45 years? Okay, so we got that out of the way. But I'm in a unique position in that I have parents who are really well off, and I don't really need to get some shitty soul-sucking 9-to-5 job. I don't want kids either. Why work that much to pay taxes? Just to raise money for Chad's children. I got denied sex for most of my youth and won't get to have a family of my own, and you think that I actually want to pay taxes for Chad's kids to live hunky-dory? Huh. Anyways, I've always tried to hold down jobs, and they let me go for the stupidest reasons, like asking similar questions too many times. That's it. I do my job and I'm on time every morning, but even that's not good enough for those poopy heads. I have some learning issues, but I find that people just don't care and they will put money over the human every time. Is there any way besides owning a business to get good money? And do you even really need a job in my circumstance?" Unquote. Well, John, thanks for the donation and thank you, Renaissance, for posting this topic, which a lot of guys have been bringing up with me recently in my coaching calls, especially the ones that seemingly made a small fortune to them on crypto, a couple $100,000, and now believe it's time to take part in the Great Resignation. Why even bother working when you're getting a 14 to 15% pay cut every year if inflation continues the way that it has if you measured back in 1980s numbers? Remember that taking out loans is a great way to defeat inflation. However, the problem is you never know when the banking system is going to do a financial rug pull from under you and by raising interest rates. They can't do it now because most Western countries would go bankrupt, but I wouldn't put it past the maniacs at the Federal Reserve. In the USA, you guys are lucky because you can lock in interest rates for 20 years. In Canada, it's only 5 years if you buy a house. If I'd gotten a mortgage on a house 10 or 20 years ago, I would have made a killing. Probably 20 to 30% compounded annual rate on my down payment money. Instead, I was stupid for 15 years believing that interest rates would eventually rise and that the market would crash. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Developer. If you have an online business idea but don't have much money to start, then consider using the Red Pill Developer and his team. They'll work for free in exchange for a share of the booty. No, not this booty, but this one. You guys agree to a percentage ahead of time before teaming up. It's a marriage that might actually work. He can leverage his software, web, and app development skills for your business. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the borrow money and get rich versus save money and become poor clown world show. Renaissance is cursed because his parents are well off. One of the worst things you can do with your children is to burden them with money. It takes their ambition away. If you have it, then hide it from them. Live a simple, meager, middle-class existence. Keep them thirsty for more instead of feeling like they will never accomplish what their parents have, and therefore have a nihilistic attitude that won't serve them well throughout life. I believe the secret to a productive life is to set goals so high for yourself that you'll never achieve them. Break them down step by step into tiny bits so you don't feel overwhelmed while doing them. It's like Elon Musk trying to build a Martian colony in his lifetime. It's probably not going to happen. There's too little gravity and too much radiation on that planet. But he will achieve and inspire others, and he's shooting for Mars, and it'll probably take us back to the moon sustainably. NASA's currently looking at sending up a small nuclear reactor to power their future moon base. Also, live your life as if you're aspiring to be one of the interesting characters you've heard about or read about, to have unique experiences, and that includes money as well. It was a 17-year-old that told me when I was in my early 20s that the moment you leave your house, the money starts leaving your pockets. Maybe it's gas money for your car, or tokens for public transit. Maybe it's food or drinks when you're far from home. Every dollar you spend is like giving up a little bit of your future freedom. Renaissance appears to be falling for the old saying that the only two things in life that are certain are death and taxes. Death, yes, but taxes can be avoided, or at least minimized after a certain point in life. I've already paid enough to raise a few of Chad's babies in tax, and I have no plans on moving forward with that tradition in the future because I put my money into tax-free Roth IRAs and 401k accounts. In Canada, that would be TFSA accounts, and it's full of crypto. Over the next 10 years, it'll probably be well over $1 million. There are legal tax avoidance strategies and inflation protection. Renaissance, when I read your story, there were tons of alarm bells going off in my head. Your parents could live well into their 90s, and you might be in your 60s by the time you get that money, and then your health is already failing. Your life will be effectively over. Also, just because your parents won't spend that money, Chad's children will most likely be paid through the hidden tax of inflation. So will your parents really protect their purchasing power through their investments and assets? What if they both end up living in a nursing home for 5 to 10 years, spending all that money, and then you end up with nothing? There are just too many variables around family money unless you have $5 to $10 million. They will sabotage your plans. Remember that if it's your own money, you'll be a lot more secure, and it's a sure thing. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. I prefer the saying a cock in your hand is worth two in a woman's bush. I guess I'm a hopeless fapping romantic. What I hear from you and many men is that you want to leave the workforce in the Great Resignation. I met guys that made as little as $50,000 to $100,000 in crypto, and then they stopped working. This shows me two things. How deluded many young guys are with such a small amount of savings. I thought I was the king of the world when I had $65,000 at the age of 26. Recently, I paid a $20,000 tax bill at the bank, and the teller, a young guy, was in shock and said that was such a huge amount of money. At his age, I had already saved $30,000 from having an internet business. But getting away from the rat race and working for a corporation is a noble thing, and you can gain financial independence doing it, but you'll actually have to work harder than the corporate job to achieve it. I knew one guy that left a single mother and moved to Mexico with crypto, and bought a house down there and is now free of both the jab and the couve culture in Canada. He quit a corporate job way before that, before he wrote books, became a financial guru, as well as dating coach, and tried a bunch of other things that didn't really work out. Renaissance, you need to understand that your brain will rot if you don't use it. The idea you can quit at life so young is stupid. There are two ways to make money: working for someone or working for yourself. Even when you work for yourself, there's no guarantee of success. It's harder to succeed on your own. The number of self-employed people in Canada has dropped from 15% of the population, which was the high, to somewhere around 7-8% during the coup. Anyone can build their own business with their free time while working their corporate job. It just depends on how badly they want that freedom. If you take time off to do it, then there's usually a gap in your resume, and employers are less likely to hire you if there are too many holes. Renaissance is thinking foolishly, and I did from 26 to 32 years of age, and I wasted my time, relative youth, and good health playing video games, traveling, and lounging around. I see many guys doing that, and then when they become 35 to 45, they start to get their butts in gear, and then start their lives. A man's identity is usually wrapped up in what he does. Lately, I've been demoralized because of the real rate of inflation, which is around 14%. That's like I'm getting 14% less each year by earning the same amount of money. That's a 50% pay cut in only 5 years. I've been offsetting that by growing my financial assets. Renaissance, I would help your parents grow their assets so that some of the purchasing power remains when or if you get that money into your hands. Make sure they own their own property and aren't invested in term deposits, getting only 1% a year, which means they're effectively losing 13.5% of their money each year. By the time you get your inheritance, if things continue like this for 15 years, you'll only have 5% of its purchasing power. One guy responded to Renaissance by telling him this, and I quote, "If your parents and their money ever go away, you'll be up shit creek without a paddle. You want to risk becoming a homeless bum. If you end up there, no one will actually give a rat's ass. I had a friend who ended up homeless when his parents died. It wasn't pretty. You don't have to work your ass off, but you need to be able to take care of yourself. Work is not easy and fun. If something is easy and fun, someone will do it for nothing," unquote. I agree with everything said there, except the part about people willing to work for free if the work is fun. Renaissance is most likely autistic, and myself most likely being on the spectrum, I've had to make money on my own 95% of the time. The advantage you have when you work at something fun and easy every day, day after day, is that a normal person not on the spectrum would lose their minds due to the boredom of repetition. But Renaissance, you could do it forever because people on the spectrum can obsess over one topic for their entire lives. You need to pick your slavery and make sure it's something you're happy doing, or depression will come for you. I also feel horrible for young guys. It seems pretty hopeless out there if you're in your 20s and early 30s. How will you ever earn enough money and have enough assets to afford a home or invest so you can actually outpace inflation? If I were at that age, I'd make that the impossible task for myself, much the way that Musk did. At this point, an ordinary middle-class existence for most single guys out there is just as likely as getting to a Martian colony one day. I think that many men at the age of 25 to 30 desire to free themselves in the rat race, but they don't realize that after the initial euphoria stage of freedom wears off, a man needs something to be enslaved to in order to feel free. Many of them will come back to the workforce at some point, or start their own business. The modern workplace is demoralizing, but too much free time can ruin a man, just like having too much inheritance money. Having an easy life can break you with depression, boredom, and nihilism, but having a too hard life can also break you with mental illness or burnouts, if you keep trying to keep up economically with today's slow-motion financial collapse and wealth inequality. Regardless of what you do, Chad's babies will be paid for by simps that marry single mothers, or inflationary government money printing, or through the taxation of your pocketbook. Hopefully Bitcoin will change that and we'll see the rise of the Bitcoin citadel cities like the one in El Salvador that become 100% tax-free zones. That's the future that I want to see. The system is inefficient because it enslaves responsible men financially to pay for the children for irresponsible men and women. The system is not fair, and it's not hard to see why more and more men are going through with the Great Resignation. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to John for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in a Bitcoin future, Chads that smash women will get dragged off to shotgun weddings like they did in the past. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that overestimate how long their family wealth is going to last away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.